America. My song is the number one song in all of the UK, and I don't give a fuck. No time for metaphors. I jacked off this morning, felt shame. I will fast today to cleanse. I read that. Went to Madsen's warehouse and fell asleep with Bukowski in my hands. The Stones played Wild Horses. I woke up and wrote this. The woman on the wall. The way she looked at me seemed to suggest that everything I'd come to know about myself may be incomprehensibly wrong and hinted at the possibility of another reality altogether. There was nothing else to do but sit down and listen. The museum was closed, and I was tiptoeing on a tightrope as if the things I could see and touch were only a sparkle in the eye of something much larger. A note played from the organ, and the sun set. Who told Marie Denise to break the world? And when she did so, why did she choose to break it so perfectly? There are two types of art. The first is that which causes one to see reality differently. The other gently tears through reality, revealing a divine ocean of wonder previously hidden from sight. This was the second kind. I sat cross-legged like a monk. I never saw her again. And what to do with this memory? Store it next to all the insignificant ones in my mind, like the times birds shat on my striped shirt in Stockholm? That doesn't seem appropriate at all. I'm a Dylan fan. I took mushrooms by myself on a Sunday for the second time. That was October and now it's January. It's winter in some places, summer in others. I can't tell you what I saw that day in the museum. I can only tell you I love you. Give that whatever meaning you wish. Because the swan doesn't beg for attention. And the sun doesn't shine to be seen. It's all in the way of things. How could I go back to LA now? Everything was different, and that night I ate too much at the deli and couldn't sleep. I'd seen too much. It made no sense, like a roller coaster in wintertime. What more can I give you? Give me peace. Give me freedom. Give me love. Good Lord, give me love. I'm thinking about horses. I'm thinking about God. Is it a he or a she or a feeling or love? Does she personally ordain every occurrence in every moment, or did she set the universe in motion and then move on to try to top her achievement? Maybe this universe wasn't an achievement at all. Maybe our lives, our wars, our fuck-ups, our diseases, our love, our humanity, our passion, our pennies, our holocaust! Are all just a rehearsal before the show. A sketch before the mural, a stretch before the jump. Does she love me? Does God know I'm here? I'm thinking about